Hoops the Podcast, Episode 1, Gail Harris, Conference Chair. The Hoopsla Podcast brings you up to speed on topics covered at this year's Hoopsla Conference, which takes place in October 2008 in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, visit the conference website at hoopsla.org. The Hoopsla Podcast is co-produced by Software Engineering Radio and Dim Sum Thinking. I'm Daniel Steinberg, your host for this episode, and we start our series with Hoopsla 2008 Conference Chair Gail Harris. She began by considering what's changed for OO in the years since Hoopsla began.
So when the conference started back in 1986, people weren't quite developing software with OO languages. There weren't that many, and they weren't well known in a broad sort of way. Since then, so much of the software development now is using object-oriented languages, and yet we still have the same problems as we did 20 years ago with productivity. We still don't develop software as quickly and as efficiently as businesses would like. That kind of problem still exists. And these days, we also have these new pieces of hardware, the multi-core computers that are being developed, and also the small handhelds. There's all these new pieces of hardware that people still struggle with now in developing software for them.
What excites you most as you look at the program for this year's Hoopsla?
Well, actually, I think the thing I'm most excited about is our keynote speaker, our archaeologist. A few years ago, Grady Booch gave an invited talk at Hoopsla. I think it was 2005. And he was describing his research, compiling a book of architecture. And at one point in his talk, he made the analogy that the things that he was doing to understand the architectures of various systems seemed to him like it was an archaeological dig. When expanding on that metaphor, it also seemed to say, even every day when a software developer goes to maintain an existing piece of code, if he wasn't the person or she wasn't the person to have originally developed that code, there's a process of trying to understand the whole picture of that application and how that application was built. And that has analogies to an archaeologist going into a particular geographic area and digging through the layers of history to understand how people lived and how people did things in a different time period. So there's a metaphor there. So I'm really excited about our keynote speaker. He studies in Egypt, in the Giza Valley. His area of expertise is Egyptology. So we also have, for keynotes, Rebecca Werf-Sprach, who has been going to Hoopsla for many, many years. And she's going to be talking about the various design approaches and methodologies. There's one of the things that I've talked about with Rebecca over the years has been all of the different, X-driven designs. We've got model-driven design, we've got test-driven design, we've got responsibility-driven design, and there's all these things that people suggest. There's these ideas out there about how to go about the work of developing software. Some of them complement each other. Some of them contradict each other. So some of the things she's going to be talking about at the conference are how those work together with each other, how they support each other, and looking at also where they seem to go down different paths and when one might be more appropriate in different situations.
Hoopsla is a conference that brings together practitioners and researchers. How do you put a program together that meets all their needs?
That is indeed very tough to put together a program that tries to have the different groups talking to each other. There's times where people just want to spend time with others of their tribe, is how I've heard one person talk about it. And yet, we need to find ways for people who are in research to learn and find lessons from people who are in industry and in practice, and vice versa. So actually, one of the things that first drew me to UPSLA as an attendee many years ago was some of the research that was going on at the time. It was around the time of the methodology wars. And I looked to that research to find new ways to apply them in practice. And I did have some success with that, and that's why I kept going back. I got so much value out of that.
What would you tell someone who's coming to UPSLA for their first or second time?
There is definitely a lot going on. There's so much to choose from that it's hard to actually even understand the program at times. I would start with suggesting that they look very carefully at the tutorials. For some people who are first time, there's kind of, I can see sort of two different subgroups in there. The ones who are practitioners and who develop software themselves for industry and for profit. But there will also be first-timers who are continuing on in their education already. Maybe they've just received a doctorate in some area, and maybe they've actually had a paper accepted to the conference. Congratulations to them. So let me say, for what I was saying about the tutorials, that's definitely a very good way to go for someone who's a developer or practitioner. And there's definitely some value for some people who are more in the research stream. But let me also suggest for the people who are first time that are just finishing their degree, new graduates, to go and attend some of those research papers. If you're looking to publish yourself, there's no better way than seeing what is being published to better know what you need to work on to get your own work published.
Something else that newbies should know is that it's a very friendly community. Big names, small names, the people you see there would love to have you come up and talk about their work.
Yes, if anything, for people who are new to UPSLA, it can be intimidating to see this person who is so well-known and has these books published. They are approachable people. Every single one of them will love to be able to sit down and talk with you and listen to your ideas and share their own ideas and have a great rapport and repartee that way.
There always seem to be new additions to UPSLA. Recently, we have the Onward Track.
The Onward Track started a few years ago to give a forum for these ideas that were a little bit off the mainstream of object-oriented programming. Any of the things that you'll see in the research, they've been proven and validated, and they're novel ideas, and they have these certain criteria of saying what is a good research result. Onward takes those criteria and notches a few different criteria up while notching a couple others down. So they're looking more for novelty and a well-structured argument. They still need some validation of the idea, but it's in a different sort of way. And so the Onward has these really neat sessions with ideas that are a little bit towards left field, not straight down the center. But Onward also has something pretty special going on this year. They're having a open space, I guess you could call it an unconference. The idea there is each morning there'll be a facilitated session of that's not too long to organize what are going to be a bunch of the topics for that day and which time slots, so that at that time the people who are interested in that topic can go and sit down and have their own little mini session of what work is going on there, what new ideas have come out, what people are doing. It's sort of self-organizing with what the discussion topics are going to be and who's actually going to be there and who's going to present any ideas.
So open spaces is at the non-traditional end of the spectrum. This year's UPSLA also has panels that will cover some of the issues and technology that you mentioned earlier.
Yes. So we have a panel talking about privacy and security with the various breaches of security that have happened in the past couple of years. This, of course, is a contemporary topic and people are interested in. So we've got a panel looking at what are some of the things that people are doing now to improve security and to have your experience as a user of software to, for it to be a secure system. And then we also have this area of software development where we've got some pretty big systems out there, but there are these needs for these ultra-large systems. We heard about some of that a few years ago at one of the invited speakers not too long ago, and we now have for this year a panel looking at the issues and ideas for developing ultra-large scale systems.
It seems that as we move some of our computing to the cloud, that OO is well positioned for that space.
So I think the whole paradigm of object-oriented programming is well suited towards computing in the cloud and the various devices. It seems like it's a natural fit, particularly for that cloud. If we look at the work that's been done in service-oriented architectures, it's definitely grown out of the ideas of object-oriented programming.
OOPSLA 2008 Conference Chair Gail Harris with a preview of this year's conference in Nashville. Thank you for listening to the OOPSLA podcast. If you want to know more about the conference or would like to listen to additional podcast episodes, visit the OOPSLA website at OOPSLA.org. This episode is released under a Creative Commons license.